I feel it a privilege and a blessing to be able to be with you this morning in this session of conference. To follow President Kimball is something I've tried to do now for about 7 years. And if I can succeed, I'm going to make a go of it. I'm so happy to be with you this day. I take of the spirit that's always present in the conferences, to hear this tabernacle choir, to hear the sermons and the leadership of this great church. Though I have not prepared a talk at all, President Kimball asked me if I'd like to say a few words. I would like to bear my testimony. My friends, businessmen, children, and to the world. I have had the great privilege of being with four presidents of this church and to see how the Lord works through them. One cannot doubt when he sees that they are prophets of God. They're leading us in the paths of truth and righteousness and helping us to prepare ourselves and our children for eternal life. You know, we are spirit children of God, and we were present when they decided to form an earth here where we could come and dwell and prove ourselves worthy by keeping the commandments to come back into the presence of our Heavenly Father. That's why the earth was created. Jesus Christ was chosen as the Savior of the world. He gave us a plan of life and salvation that was given to the prophets back in the old days, as recorded in Genesis and elsewhere. The earth was created so that we might have a place to dwell and prove ourselves by keeping the commandments. We are worthy to go back into his presence. We know who we are, where we came from, why we're here, and how we can get back into his presence. We're very fortunate in having a testimony and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I hope and pray that all of us will do our best to perform the duties that are given to us. Lead lives, example, make our influence felt for good wherever we are. And I do so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.